The church. For millions, a community of people transformed by Christ, sharing his unconditional love and truth, changing lives, impacting the world with the gospel. But for others, especially those in vocational ministry, heavily invested in education, training, and years of selfless service, that word conjures up memories of angry exchanges, broken trust, betrayal, forced resignations, financial loss, career paths shattered, families uprooted. Being exited as a congregation's pastor is a nightmare. Ironically, no one pastor or congregation escapes damage. The story of ministerial families ripped from their moorings is very well known. But did you know that most of these churches will spend years recovering from damaged reputations, spiritual powerlessness, and constant power struggles? Is there help for this double disaster? PIR, Pastor in Residence. For over a decade now, PIR has been a refuge for wounded victims. Today, many congregations flourish, led by men reclaimed, restored, and renewed. PIR is a bridge to a career back on track and callings restored. Welcome to the ministry of Pastor in Residence, PIR. Let me introduce you now to our new executive director, Dr. Jim Kramus.
Imagine you hear to your shock the pastor you love and know, with emotion-packed words incidentally, is announcing his resignation, and there's no mention of any new assignment. Sit there and you search your mind for the reason behind it, and you have to admit you never saw this coming. What you did not know, because pastors are notorious for keeping their personal lives to themselves, is that burnout had slowly consumed him, and finally, discouragement and heartache and lack of support had brought him to the tipping point. And guess what? The moving company was about to get a call. Then, later, you learn the man is employed in a menial job to support his family. He's lost. He's bitter. He's sick to death of the one place he needs, the fellowship of a local congregation. And in his heart, he's wondering if he'll ever be a pastor again. Let me ask you, who's going to find and nurture and restore this man back to the ministry to which he was called? Or, suppose you learn that your pastor, pleased by the attention he is getting from someone in your congregation, yes, abandoned his family for the arms of another person. And then, Spirit of God worked, the man faces his sin, and with wife, friends, and congregation, he cleans up a mess he made. And suddenly, whole again, he wants to again use the skills and experience in pastoral ministry. Tell me, who's going to deal with this healing process this man's going through? Or supposing you've heard of this scenario, it's a board meeting and the pastor hears a report from an ad hoc meeting of the disgruntled. And their representative stands and clears his throat and says, "I'm sorry, pastor, you're not working out." Let me decode that for you. It means, "You're not living up to our expectations." And then the sentence falls, "Your services, I'm sorry, will no longer be needed." And they're said with sort of a matter-of-factness, as if somebody was saying, "Have a nice day." And this pastor sits there stunned, as he's just been ousted. And suddenly a career path that defined actually his identity is gone. He feels devalued. He has no job, no income, and boy, the feelings of isolation and abandonment are just about overwhelming. And yet, the man has principles, and he's resolutely refusing to turn his hand from the plow and consider another career. Tell me, if I describe someone you know, maybe love, maybe are related to and respect, wouldn't you want someone to show up, embrace them, help them, bring them back to a new opportunity to fulfill their calling? I think it would be good for you to meet Dr. Charles Wickman. He's the founder and president of Pastors in Residence, and I introduce him to you now.
Here are some numbers you may not have heard. 23% of all pastors suffer one or more forced resignations sometime during their ministry years. 30% of all pastors have considered leaving the ministry in the last 4 months. Nearly 4 of every 10 pastors who exit ministry never return to it. 1 in every 10 pastors forced to resign suffers a major illness within the first year of their exit. 17% of all pastors at any one time are burned out. It only takes 3-4% of a congregation to initiate the forced exit of a pastor. According to George Barna, 7 of every 10 pastors are discouraged and about to leave the church. In one survey of 86 pastors on retreat, 38 of them indicated that they had seriously considered leaving the ministry recently and had discussed it with their spouse and had begun to clarify the options. Other reports tell us that half of all seminary graduates leave the pastorate within 10 years following their graduation. It has even been estimated that 1,500 to 1,700 pastors leave their churches every month with nowhere to go. The loss goes on. In economic terms alone, one seminary president told us that it costs a seminary $50,000 to train a pastor above the tuition that they may pay to the seminary, and much of it is lost when the pastor exits ministry. This has got to stop. Enough is enough.
Here is a brief overview of how pastor in residence works. An exited pastor and his family come under the care of a local refuge or safe house church affiliated with PIR. Here, they're accepted and loved. Here, they worship and serve the next 6 to 12 months. The primary purpose, however, is to recover from the ministry situation from which they were forced to resign and to work through the trauma of the exit of the experience. The goal is rest and restoration, recovery and reconciliation, renewal, retooling, re-entry into vocational ministry. The PIR candidate and spouse, together with the pastor and board of a local church, sign a covenant. This agreement is specific to the goals of the program and the circumstances of the individual candidate. The pastor in residence and spouse are counseled for 6 months to a year by a task force of 5 to 7 non-judgmental and spiritually qualified men and women of the church. A support team affirmations guide directs their counsel. The pastor in residence receives no compensation from the church, that is, unless the church desires to do so. A PIR fund is set up with the church, helping the recovering pastor to receive tax-deductible gifts. He may have to take secular employment. He may be assigned a particular ministry within the church at the discretion of the local leader. Often, minor roles are delegated at the beginning of this relationship. The church joyfully embraces this displaced family and assists them in the healing process. During the latter stages of the program, the pastor in residence seeks vocational ministry once again. At the end of the program, some churches hold a graduation service, and sometimes a service of commissioning is held. All this is spelled out in a general guide and an especially for pastors manual. PIR regional directors provide training, encouragement, and ongoing counsel to both the refuge church and the pastor in residence as requested by those involved. PIR asks no fees for services and is supported by tax-deductible contributions.
So what do we do in pastors in residence? It's very simple. We encourage and support Christian pastors for making that vocational transition in their lives. We provide them with spiritual and emotional support, with networking with other churches and other ministries, and we help provide opportunities for them to process even their unresolved things that may have been part of this fallout. We believe that stepping out of ministry can be but the last step before stepping back in again. And we'll help you, if you want to take on this ministry with us, to help recruit an exited pastor. Perhaps maybe there's one worshiping where you worship. We'll assist you in setting up a support team to work with him and to work with our organization to make sure this individual gets back into the ministry to which he was called. And we'll take care of all of the details of training and making sure that he gets the experience and the fellowship and his needs met so that the next ministry that he takes on has the kind of strength and good start that it deserves. Our experience tells us that in most every church, there are exited pastors hopeful of resolving the stress they feel. Sometimes they're dealing with anger or guilt or depression, and they're wanting to consider the possibility of returning to vocational service. Tell me, as you think about the calling of Christ in your life, what about these people? We believe that quitting is simply the last step before starting again, and we'd like you to participate with us. I guess it comes down to this reality. We've got to stop shooting our wounded. More than that, we've got to help them renew their vision, reclaim exited pastors for Christ and His church, and restore these people to spiritual health and wholeness, not only for themselves, but their families as well.
Thank you for listening and considering how you might become involved with Exited Pastors and the Pastor in Residence Ministry. Contact us today by calling Dr. Cal Fratt at area code 757-853-7889. Once again, area code 757-853-7889, or by writing to us at P.O. Box 64934, Virginia Beach, Virginia 23467-4934. P.O. Box 64934, Virginia Beach, Virginia 23467-4934. It is a terrible waste to waste a pastor. PIR is a bridge to a career back on track and callings restored. Welcome to the ministry of Pastor in Residence.
www.pastorinresidence.org. You can call 757-495-7889.